was meant to be a 9-hour journey, a plane carrying hundreds of passengers from Ahmedabad in India to London. But just after takeoff and what must have been terrifying moments for those on board, a frantic Mayday call, but when air traffic control responded, silence, followed by an explosion, all caught on camera. It's likely you've seen the videos now. The plane crashed on buildings used by medical students. First responders and locals rushed in to help, tackling a huge fire, pulling bodies and belongings out over a huge area. Miraculously, one man from the plane walked free. No one else survived. Adam and Hasina Taju, both aged in their 70s, were among the victims of the disaster. Their granddaughter, Amara, who lives in England, spoke of her shock to the BBC.
Like, I feel like I'm talking about this, but it still doesn't feel real. Like, no, I'm going to speak to them one day again. I will see them again. Like, I haven't had a chance to say bye. And it's just really sad. Like, they're together on that flight. I just hope and pray this brings families together.
Marco Chan is with us. He's a former pilot and a senior lecturer at Buckinghamshire New University. Marco Chan, good morning. Thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning, Gavin. Thanks for having me.
What do you think could have caused this crash?
Yeah, as we always say, it's still early days to come to a conclusion, but several possible scenarios the investigators could possibly explore. I would say initially, there are several experts who have seen the footage, including myself. While the resolution is rather low on my end, they seem to be able to identify the flaps on the wing aren't extended correctly. Now, I can't verify that from the video, but if that were the case, that could be one of the reasons that have contributed to a lower climb performance. As you can see from the footage, the aircraft really struggled to climb up and then eventually fell out of the sky. So that's the first scenario. And the second scenario would be to do with engine failure, with loss of thrust that was reported with a Mayday call later on. That could be one of the contributing reasons. With engine failure, we usually have two types of those. One is a feasible one, i.e. from bird strike damaging the engine compressor or turbine. But usually you would see some form of smoke or fire from the engine. We don't really see that from the footage, which can lead to a second scenario, which is a non-feasible one, i.e. either a computer fault or a fuel supply issue. We had something fairly similar in at London Heathrow Airport back in 2008 with a British Airways 777 there. Just a couple of seconds before landing, the engine lost its thrust. It was still running, but the fuel supply was cut because it was clogged up by our ice cubes. Not that it is completely similar, but a problem to show, you know, with fuel supply issue, the engine could have lost thrust, which could have led to the loss of lift. Third scenario the investigators would want to look at is whether the aircraft has sufficient performance to take off from where it took off. For example, if an aircraft didn't utilize the full length of the runway, now there are media reports out there, and mind you, it's just a report at this stage. It hasn't been verified. The aircraft did take off from an intersection of the runway rather than using the full length. And if takeoff performance wasn't calculated according to that intersection with a shorter takeoff distance, imagine a 7X7 with 242 souls on board. It's fairly heavy. It's a long-haul flight to London Gatwick. It could have hindered the climb performance.
How would one person have survived a crash like this?
I mean, that beyond saying it's a miracle, I really don't have an answer to that. And I can't really say it's because of the location of the person. Now, if you had to ask me or anyone who asked me, if you were to choose a seat that has a high survivability, I usually tell you towards the end of the tail section. As you can see from the South Korean crash on Jeju Air a couple of months ago, the two survivors were in fact at the very end of the aircraft. Now, the fact that the passenger there who seemed to be closer to the front next to emergency exit, and he made it out relatively unharmed in comparison, is a miracle.
It's going to take some time for investigators to find out what happened. It could take several months. How much trouble are Boeing and Air India in now, do you think?
I wouldn't necessarily say it's trouble at this stage. Again, it's too early to draw a conclusion. Now, remember, the point of an investigation isn't to portion blame, but it's to find the truth for the victim's family. Now, Air India, the authority, Boeing, included, and the NTSB from the United States will definitely collaborate together to find the truth. Now, hopefully investigators could locate the black boxes fairly soon, given the crashes on land, and we could see the tail section where the black boxes are. It's fairly intact, being on top of the building. So hopefully they can locate the black boxes fairly soon to find the truth behind all these.
Marco, thank you very much for speaking to us. Marco Chan is a former pilot and a senior lecturer at Buckinghamshire New University. It's coming up to a minute to nine.